Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father in heaven. Amen. I'm not sure how many of you have kept up with the little drama, the competition that we've talked about the lighting in our neighborhood over the last few weeks. We've discussed it a little bit on our various Wednesdays, what we've been doing, what we've put up new, and how we had hoped to at least get at least a little recognition for the extra lights and the extra effort we put up this year. Well, turns out, no, not even an honorable mention. But I tell you, the neighborhood was a lot brighter, and it seems like everybody really pulled out the stops. The place is really lit up. I don't know if your house is that way, like ours is, if your neighborhood was that way, all lit up like ours was, or maybe you simply had to wait until you arrived here at the church to see the literally thousands of lights that adorn our church building, to see all of the lights. It just seems that no matter where you go, especially tonight, there's not a dark corner anywhere. We like to look at the light. We don't feel comfortable peeking into the darkness. We don't feel comfortable seeing all the light, seeing all the bright spots, and then trying to find the darkness in between and wondering what's in there. We'd rather just stay away from that. I kind of wonder, on that first Christmas Eve, what the shepherds were thinking. It was in the middle of winter time. The nights were long. Darkness, there was a lot of it. And there wasn't too much light. The light they had probably a campfire, obviously starlight. And what light they did have, they utilized. They utilized to keep the threats and the dangers at bay, whether they be wolves or robbers or whatever untold dangers. Theirs was a job that dealt with the dangers of darkness. Isaiah speaks about a deep darkness. He speaks about a deep, deep darkness, darker than anything these shepherds had to deal with. But he also speaks about an even brighter light. Obviously, the way that Isaiah is talking, the darkness isn't just a place in the shadow. The darkness represents sin. Sin in the world, sin in our hearts, sin in our lives. Sin. Simply put, separation from us and God. That darkness, the thing that's anything that separates us from the glory of God, the way God wants our relationship to be. And light. Light is salvation. Light is that darkness being abolished and us being brought back into the light of God and into a right relationship of God. Tonight we celebrate Christ. We celebrate Christ Jesus, who is the brightest light of all. We've got to wonder what kind of night the shepherds were contemplating. You know, we talked about it. I'm sure it was a long night, a cold night, a dangerous night, a lonely night. Okay, we may not deal with the exact same kind of nights. We may not have to deal with wolves attacking. We may not have to deal with bandits coming in and stealing our stuff or killing our families if we let the lights turn out, let the fire burn out. But the fact is we do have to deal with some of the same things. As the nights get longer and the days get shorter and we have shorter period of daylight and more period of night, we fight isolation, we fight depression, we fight all kinds of difficulties that normally we wouldn't fight in a summer day. The dark has this unique effect on us. It kind of dims our own light within us. Kind of makes me wonder, if tonight weren't Christmas Eve, what would you guys be doing tonight? When you went out and about, would you have seen all the many thousands and thousands of colorful Christmas lights? Or would you have seen dark storefronts, dark porches, dark side streets? Or maybe you wouldn't have even gotten out at all. You would have stayed in your house, had the lights on in the room where you were, and the rest of the house probably left in the dark. The problem is we naturally tend to walk in the dark. Our sinful nature, our fallen nature, we gravitate towards that. It's bad for us. We gravitate towards the dark. Dark things. Things that put space in between us and God. Things that put space between us and our neighbor. We gravitate towards rumors. We like to assume the worst. We prefer to dwell on hardships. We overlook blessings that are handed to us. Sometimes we completely ignore the promise that is for us. The promise that's for us in our daily lives. I want to read to you again part of what Isaiah said. He gives a promise. He says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." Now that's a promise. That's a promise of light in our lives. Darkness, no matter how much darkness we see, no matter how much darkness we may be attacked by, no matter how much darkness we may feel in our lives, the fact is the light is what's real. Darkness is not the reality. Light is real. Darkness simply creeps in and tries to take over. But you are children of the light. God has claimed you as His own. He has brought you forth through His Word. He has brought you through the water and the words of baptism, claiming you as His children, His very own, that He will give Himself of, so that you may have life and light in His name. You are the children of God. And tonight, on this Christmas Eve, we are reminded that as His children, we get plugged into Jesus, the brightest light of all. That we don't need to be overly concerned about the darkness, that we don't need to fear what's in the shadows, because the brightest light of all is within you as a gift. So as we leave and as we go out, and instead of fearing the cold and dark night, as we go out full of the light and view the thousands upon thousands of those bright little Christmas lights that are there to represent Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, I'm going to give you something a little atypical for a Christmas Eve service. I'm going to have us do something together that I can't think of ever being done in a Christmas Eve service, but we're going to do it. Something to remind us, and it's not a Christmas hymn, but maybe it should be. Does everybody remember a song that they sang when they were little? You held up your finger like this when you sang it? I see a few, they already know where I'm going with this. And I'm going to want you guys to join me. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All up in my house, I'm going to let it shine. All up in my house, I'm going to let it shine. All up in my house, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Out there in the dark, I'm going to let it shine. Out there in the dark, I'm going to let it shine. Out there in the dark, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. May the grace and the peace and the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen.